Welcome to the Living in Lithuania podcast. Join me, Austė, in conversation with internationals who have found themselves living here in Lithuania.
Oh, Malik. Welcome. Really happy to meet with you and have you on the podcast today. Maybe at first you could just introduce yourself, tell us where you're from.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me for your podcast, first of all. Well, my name is Abdu Malik, but you can call me just Malik. Mm-hmm. It's more simple. That's how I got used, because most of my friends here in Vilnius, they are calling me Malik. Mm-hmm. So it's much better. And I'm from the Uzbekistan, mm-hmm. the sunny country. Most of the local people from Lithuania, they know my country as a hot,
yeah.
as a hot, sunny, mm-hmm. And the full of like fresh fruits, mm-hmm. and everything, you know, because that's what people think about when they ask where I'm from, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how is it. So, and I'm also from the capital, mm-hmm. Tashkent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big city. It's actually same size as Vilnius.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have about 5 million people living in the city, so imagine.
It's very busy.
Yeah. As I believe in Vilnius, it's about like 300,000 people, yeah?
600.
600, okay.
Almost, a little bit almost, more.
Yeah. yeah.
But
so yeah. You can understand mm-hmm. how it's always like full of people, you know, mm-hmm. always action.
Yeah. Very, must be very busy and very lively.
Yeah.
Lively there. And what is it like to be in Lithuania? And right now it's not so sunny, not so hot.
Yeah.
It's minus 12, I think, today.
Yes, you are right. You know, when I came here first, it was September. It was September, 5th of September. I really remember this day very much, because mm-hmm. for me it was something, you know, different when I arrived here, mm-hmm.
yeah.
far away from my home, without no one, you know, just me. Mm-hmm. So for me it was a new chapter, you know, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was very curious. Oh, what is waiting for me? You know, what is gonna be happening? You know, in the upcoming day. So I was very curious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing when I arrived to Lithuania, what I liked is that everything is like small, everything is smooth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is, you can go quick, like, for example, if whenever you land to our airport,
mm-hmm.
it's not that big, you know, not that big, but in order to get out from the airport, it will take you like 1 hour, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to go there, pick your luggage, wait for this, check up. And here when I arrived, I just went out of plane,
mm-hmm.
went to the border control.
Mm-hmm.
They just checked my passport. Everything is fine. I took my luggage. That's it. 10 minutes.
10 minutes it takes.
Yeah, so it was a perfect and good impression. The first impression, and then what I also see as a positive side in Lithuania, living in Lithuania, is that, you know, even though you are living in the capital city,
mm-hmm.
you can still see like lots of green,
mm-hmm.
forest, big nice parks.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's really nice, you know. I like to be around nature, you know. I love to have this fresh air all mm-hmm. the time after rain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of good, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when it's always too hot, it's making you a bit like annoying, you know. It's hot, you're getting sweaty, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit hard to breathe, you know.
Yeah.
No fresh air, but
fresh and nice. It's cold, fresh, but still.
Yeah. But I got used already for cold. Yeah, okay. it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I also felt a lot of coldness in our country, you know, because whenever you are going out of the capital city, Tashkent, like 100 kilometers, and you are already in the mountains. So, you know, in mountains, you can see all four seasons.
Yeah.
Autumn, winter, spring, and summer.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Jealous of mountains that you have them. I wish we had some here. I speak way too much about mountains on this podcast, I think, but because I love them so much, and I try to go like hiking every year. But yeah, so what brought you to Lithuania in the first place? How did you decide to come here?
Well, when I was a student in a school in my country, I was always thinking about something like to go and study abroad, you know, that was my biggest dream. At first I was preparing myself to go and study in Czech Republic. I was trying to learn Czech language in order to get this free scholarship, you know, so you can study for free and live for free. But something has changed, you know. I didn't pass the language exam because it was a bit difficult, you know. But then my mom, you know, she one day she's coming back from work and she's like, oh, look, I have a good friend. We work together and her son is currently living and studying in Vilnius, you know. So I was like, oh, okay. And then here my mom's friend, she gave the contact of the guy. So, you know, I was like curious, you know, hey man, how are you? Could you please tell me more about this country? How is it? Is it worth to visit? Because, you know, when she said that he studies in Lithuania, I'm like, what? Where is it? You know? Like, because I know Latvia, because in our country we have a lot of companies that we work together in partnership with the Latvians.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What kind of companies?
Like this logistics, you know. Then there are some like insurance companies, like everything, you know, like. And so for me it was like really interesting. Then I started him asking, how is this? How is that? How is the university? And then he said, oh, look, I study in a university, like it's called SMK, Socialinių Mokslų Kolegija. So, well, it's not a university, as you understand, kolegija is like college. But in this college, you have such kind of thing, like that you can always take more courses in order to get more credits, you know. So by the end of your bachelor degree, like by the end of the 3 years, so you can have same amount of credits as the same student who studies for 4 years. So it's just that we studied 3 years, you know. So that was for me like good thing, you know, because I didn't really wanted to study for 4 years and pay this all this money like every year, because this is a private school, you know. And also the other plus was that I really, really wanted to study in a faculty of hotel management and tourism. So this was the only best option for me to study in this faculty, because they had like lots of interesting teachers from abroad who had like good background, you know. So that's what made me interested, you know. So then I got focused. I was sending all my documents in order to come here as fast as possible. So, as you can see,
it worked.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, so it was cool. Nice. Well, I'm happy. I'm happy to be here, to live here, you know. To feel the difference is always good. And being by your own, I think, is the best life experience. That's what I think. And And you know, when you say that, how is Lithuania for you, you know, even though during these 6 years of living in Lithuania, whenever I go somewhere else to another countries, when I have some internship or Erasmus, you know, when I had Erasmus, I was always feeling like homesick for my country and for the Vilnius, you know, because all my friends are here, everything is here, you know, this is where I become, we can say, like a man, you know,
independent, growing up.
So I always feel like homesick for Vilnius, you know, whenever I'm away, I'm always like, yeah, so whenever I come back, I feel like, oh, I'm here again. Nice feeling, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this experience, because you did Erasmus in Croatia, and then you mentioned 3 months, like, I think, somewhere as well.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Yeah. Like, so my first experience going from Vilnius to another country was to the Greece. To the Greece. So I did an internship, Erasmus internship. So during the summertime, in our university, you have such kind of possibility, like, to go and work, do an internship in some hotel. So the only thing is that you have to find it by your own, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it wasn't difficult because I have a lot of good friends, you know?
Yeah.
That's the best thing. So they are like, oh, look, there is this agency that can help you to find a job, you know. So I just hit them the message via email. Then, like, in 2 days, they replied me. I fill up the form and everything. And then after 1 week, I had already, like, list of the hotels where I can go and have my internship.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you could choose which one you wanted.
Yeah,
great.
So I chose Greece because it was between Greece, Spain, and I believe Malta. So I choose Greece. I choose Greece because, again, the friend who gave me an advice to come to Vilnius. So before me, he was
in Greece.
You know? So after his nice stories, you know, I got, I should go.
Inspired you to go there, following his footsteps.
Yeah. I just went to the different part of Greece because he was also on Crete Island. So he was on the other city that's called Retimno, and I was on the other side of island. So it's called Chania City. So in that area, I used to work. I used to live, like, for 3 months. I think it was one of my best time, you know, because the good thing was that the university was providing a scholarship every month. Every month you get the scholarship. Then the hotel where you work is also paying you, like, salary.
Oh, okay, great.
Then they are giving you, like, an accommodation for free. And the meal three times per day for free.
Wow.
You come to the hotel. So imagine. And, you know, I was that lucky that I had a room with a balcony.
Oh, so good.
With a view to the seaside.
Oh, my gosh. Paradise.
So it was like a feeling working, like, as you said, in a paradise. You know?
Yeah.
You wake up every morning, see this sunset. You want to go to the beach, just one step and you are here. So it was cool, you know, and that was my best first experience in working in hotels, you know, because that's where I always wanted to try myself. Yeah, and the interesting was that in the hotel where I did my internship, every 2 weeks I had to change my position.
Like, oh, okay, so it was,
know,
like, rotating.
Yeah, so 2 weeks you work as a receptionist, two weeks you work as a waiter. Mm. 2 weeks you work as a housekeeping, you know.
So you get to know all the different side parts of it.
Yeah. Because that was the point, you know.
Mm.
That the general manager of the hotel, she gave me this idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, you know, you don't have to do that. They just give you one position,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's it. And you're just working.
Yeah, but it's so much better to then have a full understanding of how everything works. And then if you go up and you're a manager, then you know, because you've been there, you've had that experience.
Yeah. So I think it's the best opportunity, you know, to mm-hmm. have such kind of experience. And after, when I came back, I also had another second internship here in Vilnius.
Mm, okay. Which
in Radisson Astoria, the one next to Rotashe.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I had there like internship for 2 months, maybe 2-3. It was also good.
Mm-hmm.
I met one guy, Lithuanian guy. His name is Justinas. Uh-huh. We still keeping in touch. For me, he was like a big inspirational guy, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I saw how he works. He always was taking the time with me, you know. He was telling me, oh, look, you have to do this and that like this.
Yeah.
If you do this way, you know, the guest will be more happy. So always so thankful for him, you know.
Great. So he had a mentor.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. And then, again, I had another Erasmus. But it was already Erasmus studies.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose Croatia because Croatia for me was also one of the countries that I was dreaming about mm-hmm. from my childhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in those times, like about 2007, 2008,
mm-hmm.
back when I was a kid, on our TV shows, they used to show like one travel show, you know.
Uh-huh.
So one guy is like traveling all around the world,
mm-hmm.
telling the stories, showing. And then when he went to Croatia, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then when I saw this series, I was like, wow, I want to go there, you know. I really, really want to go there, you know. And when I came to Croatia, when I arrived, and I remember those my words, my dreams, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was so like fulfilled with that positive amazing. Vibes, you know,
like the little child inside of you was so happy, you know, like, you made it, you made my dream come true.
Yeah, it was the best time, you know,
mm-hmm.
really. I think this Erasmus thing, you know, is giving such a nice opportunity for mm-hmm. all students to go and travel, you know, to try yourself, unleash yourself, you mm-hmm. know. Because here in Lithuania, when I had some classes together with the Lithuanians,
uh-huh.
I was asking them, come on, guys, why don't you go to Erasmus, you know? And most of them, they say, oh, we don't want, or mm-hmm. we are scared. Or they say, like, it's a small amount of money, you know, that the university gives.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that that's an excuse, you know.
Yeah.
I think you just have to go and try, you know.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, gonna be the best experience, mm-hmm. the best memories in your life. And, you know, you will make a lot of nice friends.
Yeah, just have the experience, make those memories, have to push yourself out of your comfort zone and grow a lot, I think, as a person.
Of course. So I think everyone who will have such kind of opportunity
mm-hmm.
to go on Erasmus, they should definitely go, you know.
Yeah.
They should go. Yeah.
For sure. I agree. I agree with you. So now in Vilnius, you finished your studies.
Yeah.
And now you're working at a hotel.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about that? How that's going?
Oh, of course. So at first, you know, when the pandemic hit mm-hmm. all the world, the hotel business went down.
Yeah, difficult time.
Yeah, it was the worst period of my life, I would say, you know. Mm. Because, you know, you are with no job, nothing to do, you don't know when you're going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really questioning. So before, I used to work in a Hilton Garden Inn,
mm-hmm.
if you know, it's in Lukishku Street.
Yeah, it's yeah. quite new.
Yeah, so I used to work there like for 9 months. It mm-hmm. was a good time. I enjoyed, good experience. Then pandemic came. I went back home mm-hmm. in order, you know, just to stay with my parents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were worried.
Of course.
They were like, oh, come on. What are you going to do there, you know? And then I went back. And then, you know, the situation went that bad that I couldn't even come back to Lithuania.
Oh,
you know?
No. Yeah.
Like 8 months I had to stay in my country.
Mm-hmm.
Wait when everything will calm down. And you know, the place where I used to work in Hilton, they tried to keep me for as long as they could, mm-hmm. you know. So they would even paying the money even mm-hmm. if you don't work. But for 4 months they were keeping me like that. Then unfortunately, you know,
yeah.
the ending came up.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I understand, you know,
mm-hmm.
nothing. I can't do anything here, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like my problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then after some time, I was trying to find a way how to come back to Lithuania, mm-hmm. you know. And then I found this place, like Hotel Pace, you know.
Yeah. So
through LinkedIn. Writing, hitting the message to everyone, you know, and then it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised that you can find a job through LinkedIn. And then I got in touch with the managers, and we like set up the meeting like on the phone, you know. Mm-hmm. We had a phone talk. It was really cool. He liked. And then I got an offer
okay.
to work in. But say, you know, it was an honor, you know, because I think, no, I don't think this is the best hotel
yeah.
in Vilnius, in Lithuania, you know.
Yeah, it's a great hotel.
Yeah. So, you know, signed some there. I really, really enjoyed, you know. I can feel all this vibe. We have a really good colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
We have really good communication between each other, you know. And another big plus is that to this hotel, most of the guests, they are not coming just like business travelers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a lot of them are here like to stay, to enjoy, mm-hmm. to chill, to change the atmosphere, you know.
Yeah.
And to feel that the power of the building, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, this building is like, it's not brand new or something like that. It's 400 years old. It used to be a mansion
mm-hmm.
of one Lithuanian general, Mykolas Kazimieras Pacas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the name of hotel is Pacai.
Yeah.
So whenever you go there inside the hotel, you can see lots of old frescoes,
mm-hmm.
lots of all these, you know, parts,
mm-hmm.
like small old bricks, you know. And whenever you go and enter there, you always feel, you know, that lots of things happened here.
Yeah,
you know,
history.
You feel that greatness of the old time, you know. So I think that's what makes our hotel special, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It has that story, that history behind it. And
yeah.
It's beautiful. I've never stayed in the hotel, but I think maybe 2 years ago, before the pandemic, they had this Christmas market inside, so you could walk around and
yeah.
you know, support local designers, people, craftsmen who are making
different things. Yeah, true. We always have a lot of action, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something is always happening in our hotel.
Yeah.
Some events, you know.
What kind of events usually take place?
Some pastatos, like 2 years ago, as you mentioned, there was like a big marketing of this new car, Porsche Taycan. You know?
Oh, okay.
So there was like an ice wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, a courtyard, like a real ice.
Oh,
and, you know,
wow.
Two cars and everything. So people were just coming in. And every Christmas, before Christmas, we always have this different Christmas decorations, mm-hmm. you know. So people, it's just, you know, to make people more happier to mm-hmm. see, to make them feel like, oh, nice, you know. Kids are always entering, seeing all these new decorations. Even this year,
mm-hmm.
you should check.
Yeah,
check it
I was
out.
Just thinking, like, need to go, and
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
listening should go
yeah.
before Christmas too.
Yeah,
to have a look.
For sure. And the other things, you know, it's private events that I can't really tell
mm-hmm.
you. You know?
Yeah,
but it's always full of action.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like the most, you know,
mm-hmm.
because for me it's important to have this, you know. Action
yeah.
of doing something, you know.
What's going on?
Yeah. And I think, you know, working in a hotel is not just like, you know, you do everything by the standards. You should have this your inner, you know, like you have to have this hospitality.
Calling.
Of greeting people,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that the people could feel it, you know.
Yeah.
That they are like at home.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever the guests are coming to our hotel, I always try to have some small chat, you know,
mm-hmm.
to ask, like, you know, just simple questions, but you can see that it makes people more happy.
Mm-hmm.
They see that you take care of them.
Yeah, of course. Just that little bit of connection
between
people, which is so important.
Like, give some advice, you know.
Where to
like
go.
Recommendations,
yeah.
To have what to have nice dinner, or if you go to this restaurant, you'll enjoy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some tours. Yeah, so. Because it's not everywhere, I think, that there is always people who work, they do their job great, like, you know, but
yeah.
still, you know, it's like by the standards.
Mm-hmm.
There is not this improvisation.
Yeah,
you know,
personal touch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in my team, most of my colleagues,
mm-hmm.
they're all like that, you know. They all have some special details, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they can use it, you know, that they know when to use it. So
yeah.
by looking at them, I can also take this experience, you know, and create my own
mm-hmm.
special signature, like, details.
Yeah. So then people are asking for you later.
Yeah,
like, they come back, like, oh,
yeah.
Malik, I want to talk with him. He told me where to go last time, and it was great.
I have already a lot of people, you know, when they are coming back, they see me, like, hello. Yeah, it's cool.
That's great. And I wanted to ask, because you had this experience being a student and now not being a student anymore, do you see differences between life like that?
Yes, I can see. Like, whenever you are a student, you know,
mm-hmm.
you still have, like, time to go and party, you know,
yeah.
have some fun with your friends from your school or other guys, you know. And now, you know, when you work, you have, like, you have the idea, you have to, like, I have some other plans for the future,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, you're becoming more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Less time for the parties, you know. And then after that, you look for everything more like in a serious way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already have to think about your future, do small steps, you know, to reach your goals. So yeah, less parties.
Less parties. But still some parties,
yeah,
right?
Some part, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I know you speak a lot of languages as well.
Yeah.
So maybe you can share that and your experience learning Lithuanian, because you're very good. We spoke in Lithuanian before.
Yeah. Well, it's a Lithuanian language for many people. Yeah, they say it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult maybe in some cases. But I don't know, maybe it's because that I speak Russian and there are some small similarities with Lithuanian, mm-hmm. and I have this progress, you know, of mm-hmm. learning Lithuanian language faster than, for example, people from Spain or French, you mm-hmm. know. I don't know, but I think it's just about yourself, you know. Whenever you have this hunger
mm-hmm.
to learn something, you know, and you are curious and you really, really want to do that, you know, you just go and do practice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because at work or outside, when I meet my friends, Lithuanian friends, and when they speak Lithuanian, you know, I'm like trying to focus, listen to them, trying to understand by the gestures, you know, mm-hmm. by the body language, you can also understand 50% of the language, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at the first how I was learning the language. I see what gestures they're using, what words at mm-hmm. that time they're using, and I'm like, oh, this word should mean this okay. and that, you know. And
like
then
field research.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm just like asking my my Lithuanian friends always, what does this mean? How should I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a correct way of saying that? So, you know, I'm always practicing with them. So I think practice is the most important thing
mm-hmm.
to learn languages.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how I learned English. That's how I learned a little bit of Turkish.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. That's how I learned Croatian as well,
mm-hmm.
and some Greek language. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though like this summer I had the holidays, I went to the Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I have like my auntie; she lives in Italy for quite a long time, but it was my first time to go and visit Italy. So
where did you go in Italy?
Oh, I went to the Tuscany part, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Florence side.
Yeah.
But my auntie, she lives in a small village mm-hmm. close to Florence,
okay.
like 1 hour away. So it's called Certaldo, mm-hmm. a small Italian village, you know. Very beautiful, it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
You see all those Italian people, you know,
uh-huh.
all these gestures they use, you know. And you know, I lived there for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So her daughter was showing me around.
Mm-hmm.
She don't speak English, she don't speak Russian, just like basic, you know.
Uh-huh.
In English, yes, like basic words, hello, mm-hmm. how are you,
mm-hmm.
good, and same with Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Because her daughter and me, when we were like kids,
mm-hmm.
like 4 or 5 years old,
yeah,
we used to go to the kindergarten together.
Mm-hmm.
We used to live together like neighbors, you
uh-huh.
know. So like the small part of the childhood we spent together, you
mm-hmm.
know. So we have some connection still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by being with her around, when she was showing me, she was introducing me to her friends, I started already like after 5-6 days to to learn some basic words, you know, like starting from ciao,
yeah,
come sta, like grazie mille, you know. And that's how you learn the language. So with Lithuanian also same.
Mm-hmm.
You start with labas, ačiū, kaip sekasi, you know, like basic words.
Mm-hmm.
Then pobiški, step by step.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it went, you know.
That's great, yeah. Congratulations on learning this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not always easy, but I'm glad your experience in languages has helped you learn it, and now you're able to actually speak with people.
Yeah, I'm really happy for that. Mm-hmm. Because whenever you speak in a language of the person, like if I will speak with you now in Lithuanian mm-hmm. language, and you will be asking me same questions as you ask me now in English,
mm-hmm.
I think our conversation will be a bit different, you know. Mm-hmm. The meaning will be different.
Yeah, so, there's a lot tied up in languages.
So what I believe is that if you learn the language of the people, of local people in the country that you live,
mm-hmm.
they will respect you more, and you will respect them more, and then you will have more idea of what kind of people they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to I think you have to speak the language.
And are there many people from Uzbekistan in Lithuania? Have you met any others?
Yeah, here we have like our small Uzbek community.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. So I don't know, it's like more than 12 of us.
Uh-huh.
We all know each other.
Okay.
Very well. So time to time we try together with each other, you know. But nowadays, as you see, everyone is working,
mm-hmm.
everyone has different schedule, you know,
mm-hmm.
so it's a bit hard mm-hmm. to gather together, but still we manage to together with like part,
mm-hmm.
like 7 people,
mm-hmm.
then the next week you meet with another 7 people, you know, so it's cool. We meet, we cook some food, you know, some mm-hmm. of our national food. Mm-hmm. We have like some stories to tell, you know, or maybe someone like has some issues with something, you know, with problems. So we always help each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we are like a big family of Uzbeks in another country, you know.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I think that's the best. What makes us stronger, you know? We always together connected. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great to also cook together and share your food.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. You actually offered me some plov today, like traditional. It's very delicious. And tea from traditional cups. It's really cool to have this experience.
Of course. Welcome. That's how we always try to greet the guests who are coming to our home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you like it, you know.
Yeah, I do. It's really nice to have to share a bit of that culture.
Of course.
And how about like Lithuanians? How do you find Lithuanians in general, like meeting friends?
Well, it's very different from our culture. And the Lithuanian culture, because what I see that in order to be a good friend with Lithuanian, you have to like spend a lot of time so that he can trust you, you mm-hmm. know, and this and that. Luckily, I have such kind of good friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
in Lithuania, so time to time they're also inviting me to their place.
Mm-hmm.
Then I cook for them something, you know.
Yeah.
So they feel like, oh, nice, you know, mm-hmm. we have always food. They bring Lithuanian, some Lithuanian beer, you know, Alucha. Yeah, and then we have some small parties, you know, at home. So it's nice, you know. We also share some stories, you know, what happened or what they are trying to do. So, and also what I feel good about having Lithuanian friends is that, you know, that I can ask them, you know, what's gonna happen this, you know, what's gonna happen tomorrow, you know, what do you know about this? So, you know, if there is something that I don't really know and I don't really understand, I can just ask them, you know, and they will always help me with a big pleasure.
Yeah.
That's what makes me really happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no, I think there is not a lot of Lithuanian guys like I have, you know, friends that are very warm and friendly. So I'm very, very thankful for that.
Yeah.
I also tried once like homemade Lithuanian cuisine at my friend's house. So, well, he lives in Vilnius.
Yeah.
But he came from another city. So the city, the village, it's called Pakruojis.
Pakruojis, yeah.
Yeah. Pakruojis, Molėtai also. So I got that experience of the old cooking style, you know. So his grandfather was cooking us the food, you know. He brought, I also remember he brought us his homemade spirits.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah. So we had a really proper like Lithuanian dinner, like, you know,
country life.
He was telling us nice stories. Then we went for fishing with him as well. So, you know, I can say that I have the experience of the old Lithuanian culture, you know.
Yeah.
So it's also nice. It's nice. You know, every culture has some difference. Some specific parts, you know. The Lithuanian also has lots of nice and interesting things. So everyone should experience that, you know. I can't really express all this, all these small details.
Yeah.
So when other guys, foreigners, will feel it, they will, I think they will understand me.
Yeah, you have to experience the Lithuanian experience.
Yeah.
You have to have that. Great. So, a question I ask towards the end, usually of the podcast, is to describe living in Lithuania in three words.
Lithuania is a country where you can become, where you can become a strong person, like mentally especially. You really meet a lot of foreigners, so I would say multicultural. Yeah. And the third one, I don't know why, I think I have heard from somebody, actually from the local people, that, for example, Vilnius, they call Vilnius city of angels. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get to meet a lot of nice people here. So I could say same. City of angels.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for giving your time and
sure, always
sharing your experience. It was
always
great.
My pleasure. So for the all listeners who will listen to this podcast, just I can wish all the best, good luck, and enjoy your time in Lithuania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. For more conversations like this one, subscribe to the podcast and let's connect on the Living in Lithuania Facebook page. If you or someone you know would like to be on the podcast, feel free to get in touch. Until next time.